Hey, what do you think? What's your thoughts on this real quick? Is Pence a robot?
Is not Pence serious. You know there's conspiracy theories that Mike Pence is like Eminem's dad? Like, what do people come up with, dude? Yeah, there's one about him being Eminem's dad. There's a conspiracy theory about John Podesta being Chester from Lincoln Park's
that
dad.
That one is pretty close, though.
There's, yeah, I mean, some spot on.
I
and there's can
believe that one.
Yeah, there's some weird conspiracy theorists going on. Damar Hamlin, remember the guy who just he didn't show his face at the Buffalo Bills game? Duran, what was his name?
I don't know. Lamar?
Lamar Damar. He didn't show his face at the Buffalo Bills game, and they were like, oh, he needs to hide his face or else the whole crowd's going to go insane. Like, what?
What did he do, wear a mask?
Well, he didn't play because he can't play, but they showed him in a little suite. And he was in a hoodie, and they wouldn't show his face. Pretty much, he might be dead, bro.
But you've seen those like masks like that people wear that are like look all so real, like it's like a full body, like it goes down to like here, dude. It's like a whole thing.
Of the person.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying? So that someone could have just wore a mask of him.
You never know, dude. I mean, hey. But here's the thing: is Pence a robot?
Pence is he's
because he barely moves, bro.
He's like I think he.
And then when he talks, like
Pence is a savage in some cases, though, man. Like he was, remember in the Kamala debate where he was just like so nonchalantly just beating the shit out of her in that debate, wiping her out. But yeah, he could be a robot. He's definitely betrayed us on one occasion.
Yeah, I think for the debate they must have loaded a new script for him, like so like it's just some advanced AI script.
But the news of the day, he was now Mike Pence has supposedly revealed that he's had classified documents in his Indiana home.
How many coincidences before mathematically impossible?
Why you gotta bring Q into this, bro? Why you gotta do that?
Dude, doesn't it seem like a coincidence? And not even looking at the detail of stuff like, okay, you know, Biden gets founded out by these freaking docs, and now you got Pence.
It's very, very strange. I don't even get it, because the Biden thing, in my opinion, is a sham. I don't see Biden going to jail. What do they want? Like, I'm hearing that the reason they're doing this to Biden is because the House won and he's going to get investigated so badly that it's going to be horrible for Democrats. I'm hearing that that's the reason why they chose right now as the timing to get this all released.
So they're going to try to get him out for like something like this versus like all the other stuff?
Yeah, like they're just going to use this as a scapegoat. Like, okay, let's get him out of the picture now. Let's get Kamala in because he's guilty of all the crimes the Republicans are calling him out for. Let's get him out. It's a good point, but it still seems like a sham.
This is for sure it's rigged. There's no way it's not rigged. That's for sure. But the reasoning behind why it's rigged is weird, too. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, like the Greta, you know, getting fake arrested, Tate getting arrested. Are those distractions? Like, were they distractions to distract the people while, you know, the Biden thing just gets swept under a rug? Or are they going to try to expose Biden to get him out? That's who knows at this point, I think.
Yeah. The news drops are definitely distracting in a lot of ways. Right. There's so many different things happening at once. Greta Thunberg, like you said, you got Damar Hamlin having a freaking heart attack. People don't even know if it's real or not. So that's taken up the whole social media. Now people are questioning if it was real. Is he dead? What's going on? The vaccine, the CDC is dropping bullshit about the vaccine causing strokes. Right. Yeah. So it's hard to know. The news cycle is completely like debilitating the American people. They don't even know what to do.
Yeah, plus the Baldwin stuff.
Baldwin, right. We're not even scratching the surface.
Look at the timing of it.
Twitter files, Baldwin. You got Musk in the news 24/7. You got Bill Gates, Fauci, the World Economic Forum. People are living in despair and confused. And I think the news cycle definitely throws people for a loop and confuses them and doesn't know, and it gets people to not know what to focus on, and it gets people to not want to care anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like Tate getting arrested, that's huge. People are going to be invested in that. Pence has a freaking, what was it, like two or four small boxes, I can't remember, of a classified docs and
four
Nobody cares, dude. People are going to care about Andrew Tate. People are going to care about freaking Baldwin over freaking Pence.
Right. No, exactly. Just weird that Trump gets hit in August with a FBI raid, yeah. Right? Biden gets hit. It should have got hit in November, but his team controlled the whole narrative. By his team, I'm saying his lawyers and the FBI, because the FBI is on his side. That happened in November, but they didn't release it until a few weeks ago. And then you got Pence 6 days ago, maybe, is that I think they informed the FBI what was going on. And just now it hits the public that he submitted a bunch of classified docs to the National Archives. This is so freaking weird.
Yeah. The thing that kind of is cool is that Pence notified the National Archives by himself, right? So like his team or whoever it was, but like they came out and was like, we have documents, classified documents.
Biden's team kind of did the same thing.
And the thing is the timing of him coming out is what's suspicious, I think. But maybe it's like Pence is like, hey, Biden came out, so now maybe I should come out because it's already out.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is right. Who's next now? Is it opening? Was Biden exposing himself the opening of everybody coming out with all their crimes and, you know, all this stuff too?
I mean, does someone like Mike Pence seem like the type who's all put together, a hair on his head hasn't looked different for the past 6 years since he ran for vice president, right? You're telling me that guy lost track of classified documentation and didn't inform the FBI until 2 years after he's been in office with Donald Trump?
Here's a theory that I just thought of. What if Pence is being forced to come out? Mm-hmm. He's being like blackmailed or something, and he's being forced to do this.
I mean, think about Pence though. Would you be surprised? He was basically forced to do what he did on January 6th, which was dismiss the election fraud, dismiss the elevation of the election of the states where people tried to contest the election. Pence came up and said, no, he could have stepped in, and Trump called him out right before to fix the election and to contest it. And not only did he not do it, he accepted a coin afterwards. Remember the coin?
Yeah, the weird initiation.
He accepted a handshake and a coin. He accomplished his mission. So would it surprise me that he's being controlled or someone is holding this against Pence? I mean, he doesn't seem like he's in control if he claims to be a patriot, but does things unconstitutionally.
So, you know, after he notified the National Archives, informed the FBI, and then the boxes on January 23rd, there was 4 boxes driven from Indiana, you know, Pence's residence, to Washington, D.C. So rumor has it, this is conspiracy, bro, but that coin is in one of those boxes. No, I'm just kidding.
He's giving it back. He's like, he put a note, thanks for all that you've done for me. My work here is done.
Now, my opinion is that they're going to take these 4 boxes. We're never going to hear anything more about it.
I mean, just like Biden, what else are we going to hear about this? Biden's going to get arrested someday. That guy will never go to jail, right?
He's too old, bro. They're going to find a way for him to get out.
So before I ask one last question, I did like that Pence stood up for Trump and said, hey, it is completely horrible that basically the former president's house was raided by the FBI in such a way, and they needed a warrant just to come out and look at for these classified documentation. He said that was pretty bad treatment of a former president. I mean, so is still on Trump's side?
I mean, Pence he's an all around just good guy. You know what I mean? So he's always going to say things like that, I think.
Yeah, but he'll turn on you. He'll stab you in the back when you're not looking.
Exactly. Or he just doesn't want that, like, that friction, you know, between him and other people.
I mean, who wants to be in beef with Donald Trump, right? Because you beef with Trump, you know, Trump, the most successful real estate in the mogul in New York. You beef with him, I mean, you lose a lot of connect. You lose a lot of pull.
Beef with him or beef with the Democrats who are willing to basically prosecute you over nothing. Trump ain't gonna go after like Pence and find some kind of weird thing to like go after him.
Smear campaign. Yeah.
Democrats, yeah, they'll find a way.
Absolutely. Real quick, Donald Trump's vice president, will it be Mike Pence?
100% no.
100% no.
100% no.
Who's your guess?
I mean, I would like to see Ron DeSantis, but I don't see Ron DeSantis being a VP.
I don't think he needs DeSantis to be a VP. Yeah. I think he doesn't need someone as powerful as DeSantis to be a VP.
I think if anything, this is huge, bro. This is huge. But I think if anything, Trump will be DeSantis's VP.
Damn. That's ugly. I don't like that. Trump.
I think that's how it has to be. I mean, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this. Maybe this should be his own topic.
You're getting hate for me. Trump as a VP for my DeSantis. Dude, after all, Trump's OG, bro. He needs to finish his 4 years, bro.
Nah, man.
He already Trump's won. Bro.
Trump needs to be contained, bro.
He already won. All right. You don't think that the guy who already won, right? So you don't think the guy who already won deserves to get his seat back? The legend who busts down the freaking doors?
Listen, bro. I think that DeSantis is actually more aggressive and clear cut than Trump.
Listen, the young man DeSantis will have to wait his turn. Trump has to finish his legacy, bro, as the greatest president of all time.
Bro, Trump's legacy is done. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I mean, I know it's controversial, bro, but what I'm saying is
it's not a bad take, and it's not like a bad thing either.
I think that would be the most successful option.
Well, Trump can run as a VP after he gets his second presidency, can't he?
Maybe that's what happens.